This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered, the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
All right, we are here.
Hello, oh my god, I'm so sorry if you can hear my stomach. It is so loud.
That's okay, I can't hear it, but maybe our listeners can.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have drawn attention to it. If you can hear my stomach, I'm so sorry. It's very unwell.
It's not farts.
It's not farts. It's, oh my god.
Oh, I did hear that.
Today, we are going to do a Get Unready With Us, which is, who does it? Harper's Bazaar?
Yes. It was a listener request.
Yeah, and I love this idea. I love those, like, Vogue 20 questions. Is it 20? 100 questions? I don't know, whatever they do. I love those little, like, magazine-y YouTube video things.
Same. I really wanted to do this ASMR style and have like me turning on the shower and then like me opening up my Laneige. But then I was like, that is way too much. It's too much production value and we're not that level.
Oh my god. And for a mini episode, can you imagine? It would take us months.
But it would be a nice sensorial experience, wouldn't it?
It would. It would be a nicer sensorial experience than actually doing it all yourself.
True. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry if you can hear Adrian yelling. Right,
yeah, I've got that going on too. But I'm actually almost certain that my stomach is screaming louder than Brendan, which is concerning. Do you know what we should do as a mini episode or like a bonus episode?
Yeah.
Like a soundtrack to like go to sleep to of like weird ASMR, like nighttime routine to fall asleep to.
Oh my goodness, we should do a Lisa and Alex put you to bed using beauty products.
Yeah, like you could hear like the.
Oh, yes, lovely.
I'm going to mist my face. I know.
I'm opening my serum.
Oh. I love it. Oh my god. I feel like the population of people that like that shit is like 10%. I wouldn't even be in the population myself, but I can totally appreciate it.
It would be the same level of the population who listened to our Survivor episode in full.
Exactly. Exactly. 1%. The same. But they're the ones that shout the loudest. You know, our four listeners that like Survivor loved that episode. So,
all right. Well, guys, if you want to listen to us do some sort of weird ASMR production of our nighttime routines to put you all to sleep, then we'll try and make it happen. Next rainy night, we'll
oh my
sit
god
by a window with our microphones.
Do you know what? I'm just going to put the Headspace Cabin Downpour on in the background.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. I'll put a fireplace.
Oh, god. Bit of crackle and pop. Yes. Okay. So let's move in to a Get Unready With Us. So I'm going to take you through my routine. It's good. It's 8:48 right now. It's like almost the time that I should be going through it myself.
Set the scene fully.
I haven't really prepared, so I feel like I'm going to, like, fuck up my routine, but I'm sure I do pretty much the same thing every night. So I would come upstairs.
What have you done before that? What time of the day is it? What is your evening routine prior to actually getting unready?
I mean, sometimes I work until 10 p.m.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I work until 4 p.m. So, like, my routine is a bit erratic, but generally speaking, I will have had dinner, I will have finished work, and if I finish work super late, we normally try and come up, get ready for bed, and then we'll watch something in bed, something light.
And you're saying we because you and Brenton go to bed at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah. Or if I finish a bit earlier, then we'll generally watch something downstairs that's like more something they were like binging at the moment or whatever, and then we'll come upstairs, get ready for bed, and then continue to watch in bed. So cute. I would come upstairs. I would jump in the shower. I always have a shower before bed and I shower in the morning. So sue me. Do you double shower?
That's interesting. I double shower sometimes, but not all the time. Very rarely, in fact. Usually the only time I double shower is if I fake tan in the evening.
Yeah, okay. I double shower every day. But, like, I don't have long showers, so whatever.
Yeah, no, that's
so
fine.
I shower. I will double cleanse, Generally speaking, I would use the Emma Hardy Balm Cleanser and just a flannel as my first cleanse, particularly if I'm wearing like sunscreen and makeup. But if I'm doing a lazy COVID cleanse, it's generally just the Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha Beta Cleanser twice.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes I'll use the Ren Evercalm first, followed by the Dr. Dennis Gross Cleanser. So I wash my face in the shower, mm-hmm. as we've discussed. I just like let the flannel cool down a little bit first. I would also brush my teeth in the shower.
Oh, do you? So you brush your teeth morning and night in the shower, or do you take your toothbrush in with you?
I take it in with me. So I tend to...
I'm asking the questions that, as a listener, I would want to ask you.
Yeah. I take it in and out of the shower. So although I shower in the morning, often I exercise in the morning, so I brush my teeth outside of the shower before I exercise, because like you don't want to exercise with dank mouth, foul. And then I will shower after and I won't brush my teeth again. So mm-hmm. I just, you know, I rotate it in and out. I'm just a flexible kind of gal.
I
will also often, I say as I take quick showers, I have quite a big shower niche. So I'll actually often take my phone into the shower, set it up, and I'll watch a YouTube video while I cleanse and brush my teeth.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's normally
Do you have
like,
a go-to person? Is it a beauty YouTuber in the shower?
Yeah, always, like the Anna Edit or like often Alana Rama, one where I don't have to like actively watch, but I can just listen.
Yeah.
I like to brush my teeth in the shower because I like do it with my mouth open and I like foam everywhere.
Yeah, same. You can just like spit down the front of you.
Yeah, and then I like brush like down to my tonsils and adenoids, like ah.
Yeah.
And I will often retch multiple times. So once I get out, I will dry myself and I will put on a baggy t-shirt and undies. That's what I sleep in. And I will do my skincare routine. So I've double cleansed. So my first step would generally be a mist. At the moment, I'm using the Dr. Dennis Gross C+ Collagen Mist. But that's because I finished my Josh Rosebrook Hydration Accelerator. That's like the real MVP for me. But I am actually really enjoying this now that I've been forced to use it.
Yeah.
Probably in the future I might switch to using this in the AM and the Hydration Accelerator in the PM maybe. Not sure. The only time that I won't use this first is if I am using an acid that night. So although I'm super passionate about acids, I actually don't use them as regularly as I used to. I probably use an acid twice, maybe three times a week.
And wow.
Yeah, and it's either in the form of, I really like the Paula's Choice, the salicylic acid, but I don't use that that often. I really like the glycolic that you've got, the 10%.
5%. Yeah, I'm never giving that back.
I really like that. Or a Dr. Dennis Gross pill pad or a First Aid Beauty pill pad or Good Genes. So any of those alternatives. If I'm using those, I will then mist after. If I am not aciding, then I will generally maybe use a retinol. And I've been loving the Liberty Bell. Alternatively, I'll use the Paula's Choice Retinol with Ceramides. That's a close second.
Yep.
I will then – see, it's tricky. Normally I would mist and then hyaluronic and then I might retinol because I like my hyaluronic to go onto my moist skin.
Ah.
But then sometimes I'm like, but my retinol should go on first.
Yeah.
Sometimes I retinol first, sometimes a hyaluronic. My theory is that my hyaluronic is light enough that it's not going to stop the retinol penetrating.
No, you're probably right. It's probably not. And it would depend on the serum and the weight of your retinol as well, I would suspect.
Yeah. So I still haven't figured out which I prefer. Generally speaking, I think out of habit, I put my hyaluronic on first and then I'm like, whoops, better retinol. So, you know, either or.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll wait a couple of seconds and I will do what I shouldn't do, which is I'll probably put my eye cream on then, even though I should put it on before I do any proper serums. But again, I'm like, my hyaluronic's probably not going to stop it penetrating. So for eye cream, I really like the Paula's Choice Clinical Ceramide Enriched Eye Cream, which I think has retinol in it and it's quite strong. Or I like the Omega Complex Eye Serum, but I think I like that better for morning. But yeah, I really like the Paula's Choice eye creams. I will then follow. This is the one product other than the Eve Lom serum that pretty much stays the same every single night. I'll then follow with the Sarah Chapman Overnight Facial.
Mm-hmm.
The best. It's got a tiny bit of retinol in it, but I don't count that as my retinol step by any stretch of the imagination.
If you haven't heard us talk about this product 10,000 times, it's like an oil, but like a dry oil, would you say?
No, I think it's quite a rich oil, but it's not like greasy oil. It's got jojoba and peptides and vitamin E and C and A, and it's like, it's just, it's delightful. It smells great, again, which is kind of why I like it before bed. It's just the best. I love it so, so much. And then I'll finish with moisturizer. I kind of rotate it out. My go-to is the Dr. Jart Ceramidin, but occasionally I might use like the Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask instead, or Touch a Dewy Skin Cream.
Well, you use Summer Fridays Jet Lag Mask as your night cream. That's interesting.
Mm, it is. And then lately I've actually had Juno by my bed because I've been finding like I haven't got a use for Juno at the moment, because I'm always using the Sarah Chapman Overnight Facial at night and I'm using CEO Glow in the morning.
So yeah.
Sometimes as I'm hanging out in bed, maybe for anywhere between like half an hour to 2 hours watching TV, I might then put a little bit of Juno on my cuticles and press it over my moisturizer again.
Yeah, that's nice. I do that sometimes, like put an oil on after my moisturizer because I've been sitting in bed for 5 hours watching something on TV. Yeah, that's a vibe.
And then I will turn off the light and I will either put on rain sounds, or I at the moment have been listening to Harry Potter being read, and I put my sleep timer on for 15 minutes and I always fall asleep before the timer. So yeah, I have to have some sort of noise a lot of the time, or I'm like, what is death like? Should I invite my cousins to my wedding? Oh my God, did I forget to pay that bill? And then it's just like, whoa, you know?
You're like my best friend, Ella. I really love silence. And Ella gets so wigged out if you ever drive in the car with her and you're not listening to music. Like, even if you're driving and she gets in your car, she'll turn the radio up while you're having a conversation. And I'm like, not only have we not stopped talking since we got in the car, but you're also now turning the radio up over me. So now I have to talk louder so that we can hear each other. I love silence.
Ooh, I'm halfway between you and Ella. I don't like silence, particularly before bed. I mean, sometimes I can do it. It just depends on how racy my mind is. But I also get really overwhelmed by layered sound stimuli. So like if Brenton's watching the basketball with commentary and playing a game, or like watching a game or on YouTube and the range hood is on and he's got music on or something, I feel like I'm going to have a meltdown. It's like when I really empathize with like autistic children or like ADHD kids, because I'm like, oh my God, I can like see the sound movements in the air and it just sends me right off. I've got to shut that down.
It makes me feel a bit ragey when there's too many sounds competing with each other. I don't think that I get like, I can't see the sound waves, but it's just like, why is everything yelling at each other? Make it stop.
Yes.
Make it stop.
Yeah. So that is the inner workings of my deep, deep, sensory, scaredy mind.
I like that. Not just the insides of your mind. I liked your nighttime routine as well.
Thanks. And I know I'll set my alarm and then I'll check it like 3 times just to be sure. And then if I've got something that I need to do the next morning, or like, you know, I've got something important, I will also like write down anything that comes to my mind, like stupid shit, like remember to have breakfast, take wallet in car. You know, when you have to like list all of the things down so that you can go to bed.
Do you write it in your phone or do you have a notepad next to your bed?
I write it in my notes because then I can just like delete it off. So when I leave the house and the note thing is empty, I know I've packed it all.
Ah, that's interesting. Yeah, I rarely take notes at night. I'm trying to think of the times that I do it. I don't think that I've taken notes at night since, unless I'm really anxious, and then I will take notes at night if I'm like, yeah, wake up in the middle of the night and some, you know, when you have loopy dreams, sometimes if I'm having a loopy dream, I'll just write it, like wake myself up fully, go to the toilet, write it down, and then get back into bed. Cause I'm like, if I can get it out of my head and onto paper, then I don't have to keep obsessing about it, even though it's absolutely irrational jarble when you write it down.
Oh, absolutely. And when you mentioned going to the toilet, I left out a key part of my routine, which is that I will scull all of my daily water intake before bed, and then I will wee at least 3 times before bed, and then I'll wake up at least twice in the night to wee as well.
Interesting. You're one of those.
I am. And I
also that must be annoying. Do you flush at night?
Yeah. I'm not a caveman. It doesn't, like, Brendan doesn't wake up. We've been through this.
That's clear.
We can have a fucking dog that will bark all night because they've got diarrhea, or foster dogs will scream all night. Brenton will not wake up. So, yeah, I can get up and do whatever. I'm used to it, and I can kind of get back to sleep relatively quickly as well. Also before bed, I will have a panic of, like, have I taken my drugs? Do I need to take my drugs? And then I have to double check that, like, twice every night as well.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I don't even know how you would remember whether you've taken your drugs at night.
Well, because I can look and see, look at the date and see.
Oh, you've got like you're talking about the pill.
Well, I have, luckily, my bowel drug, I have no day on, but my pill I do, and I always take them together so I know if I've taken my pill that I've taken my bowel drug.
That is good. I have an alarm set at 9:30 every day to remind me to take my pills, because otherwise I will get to 11 o'clock and be like, oh my God. Did I have my pills? Was that today or yesterday?
I know.
Like, it's the worst.
It's so annoying. I feel you. Now, take me through your routine.
My routine is quite rhythmic. I'm a routine kind of gal. So I finish work at the same time every day. You know, sometimes I'll work late, but at the moment I'm in the house, so really nothing impedes my routine. I will finish work, cook dinner, then I will wind down either whilst I'm eating dinner or after eating dinner watching the project. That's kind of like how I get my news fix for the day. Mm-hmm. And then I will, if the block is on from Sunday through to Tuesday, I'll watch the block at the moment.
Yeah.
But the block is a bit annoying because it impedes my nighttime routine. So if the block is on, frustratingly, I will have a shower during an ad break, which does mean that I have to have a shorter shower.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that I can't do that on a hair washing night. So I have to wash my hair on Sunday before the block.
Mm-hmm.
God, I could go on forever. On a regular night, if the block isn't on, I will pop the kettle on, jump in the shower. I will, as you do, use my phone and put YouTube on, usually. Normally just a random beauty YouTuber, exactly like you've said. I'm not too interested in watching it. It might be like a get ready with me or a wearing an outfit style, like a clothing try on haul style video that's like quite light.
A Jamie Genevieve vlog?
Yep, a Jamie Genevieve vlog, that kind of vibe. Then I will wash my face twice with the Dr. Dennis face wash directly under the shower. Don't come for me.
Holding hot water into the eye sockets.
Yes, that's my preference. I will also AHA body wash myself with the Mecca AHA body wash. And I will also, I like to multi-mask with my body washes. I will also do my hips and like my boobs and chest area with the QV hydrating wash,
mm-hmm.
because it's a delight.
I didn't cover what I use on my body, but yes, QV, continue.
Yeah. Whilst I'm washing my face, that's usually when I will do my body wash so that I can have my AHA body wash sitting on my skin for a little bit longer. So I just think like I'm not just going to put it on and then wash it straight off. Like no, it won't do anything.
I agree. You need to marinate a little bit.
Yeah. So I marinate like very briefly whilst mm-hmm. I'm washing my face.
A quick pickle.
Exactly. Yes. Then I will get out of the shower. And at this point, if it was a night where I felt like I needed to do a face mask, I would put my pajamas on and do my face mask right then and there and then take a flannel to bed to take it off in bed, because I don't know, that's weird of me, but I do.
Where do you keep your skincare?
In my bedroom. Yeah, I don't have a walk-in robe bathroom situation.
Okay. So I walk, like I finish my shower, right? And then I walk into my walk-in robe where I have like a mirror and my skincare set up. So I walk from the bathroom, do my skincare into the bed. It all makes sense. So you can like access your skincare like from bed?
Yes. So yeah, I'm coming to this. Right. So I'm still in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. If I'm wearing a mask, I've put my mask on. I'm usually, though, 90% of the time not wearing a mask. So I will pop on my Laneige cream skin toner as soon as I'm out of the shower because that lives in the bathroom. And then if I'm applying a gradual tan, as we've just discussed, currently using the Eco Tan, I will apply that to my body in the bathroom also. Then I will get out of the shower, fill up my teacup with the kettle that is now boiled.
pop my little in the shower.
Yeah, I did. I noted that. And then I will come back to bed with my teacup, put it on my bedside table, and I will pick out from my skincare tray the skincare that I would like to take with me to my bedside table.
Oh my God, this is ridiculous.
So to apply in bed. In
the morning, do you have to move that back over?
No, not usually in the morning. I don't know when I do it. Just at some point during the day. Maybe when I make the bed. Yeah, I think I do.
Okay.
Then I've already got my Laneige cream skin toner on. I've picked out my skincare. It's sitting on my bedside table. And also on my bedside table is my Dr. Dennis mask. So my
Spectralite.
Thank you. So as my tea is cooling, I've got my Spectralite on. I'm picking my show for the evening.
Have you brushed your teeth already? Do you brush your teeth before or after your tea?
Sorry. No, my teeth would be brushed by this point. By the time I'm in bed, my teeth are brushed. Usually while I'm in the shower or straight after the shower.
And is your tea a peppermint tea?
No, it's a green tea. I don't mind a green tea after I brush my teeth. Is that weird?
I would accept a green tea, but my preference for an after brushing teeth would be a peppermint tea. But I only drink pretty much peppermint. Like I wouldn't really want a lemon and ginger tea before bed after I brush my teeth, but I could accept green or peppermint.
Good to know. We could go to bed together.
Next time we go to bed together. I would actually love a sleepover, but maybe it's just because I haven't had the chance.
I think you'd hate me at night time.
Oh, maybe we could sleep in separate beds.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, then so I've done my Spectralite with only my Laneige cream skin toner on. At that point, I will AHA after I've done my Spectralite. At the moment, I'm using the Paula's Choice glycolic one. Otherwise, I'll rotate between the Good Jeans or a peel pad. Mm-hmm. Peel padding a couple of times a week, Good Jeansing a couple of times a week. Then I'd like to apply my retinol, then serums. So the retinol is the Dream Team from Liberty Bell. Oh dear, there's so much to get through. Then when it comes to serums, at the moment I've been using the Esme one, which I'm truly loving. Mm-hmm. I've also got the Summer Fridays CC Me, which I know that you use during the day, but I like it at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Sarah Chapman Hydrating Serum.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all that I use. And then after that, I'll put my Juno oil on, and after that, I'll put my Dr. Jart Ceramidin on. And that's my evening.
And then you finish.
Oh, sorry.
Doing what?
Sorry, finishing my tea whilst I'm doing my skincare routine and watching whatever I'm watching. I also forgot that I apply my Eye Envy at the end of my skincare routine at night as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll lie in bed and maybe I'll do my Dr. Dennis face mask again if I'm feeling fancy. But I know it's not supposed to do much through skincare. So don't really know about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're meant to do it on a bare face. And then I will turn out the light and occasionally I'll pop a Headspace mindfulness on if I'm feeling a bit like Adrian hasn't breathed all day or like I haven't breathed all day.
Yeah, if you're a bit Pete Murray, seen better days.
Yeah, if I'm a bit Pete Murray, seen better days, I'll definitely put a Headspace on. God, that man's voice is just wonderful. No, Smiling Mind, not Headspace. Who am I talking about?
I do Headspace. I jinxed you.
At the end of it, he says, and go on your way with a smile on your mind. And I'm like, oh, I will. And then I go to sleep. And that's my routine.
So what time do you go to bed?
Normally I'm in bed by 8:30, 9 o'clock, I would say.
Oh.
Maybe 9:30 sometimes if I'm watching The Block. It's definitely closer to 9:30. And then I stay awake until like 11:30.
Oh, okay. Wow, you spend a lot of time in bed before you actually go to sleep.
Well, I will oftentimes make another tea because my tea bag can be used twice. So I will go back out, reheat the kettle, go to the toilet after my first tea, mm-hmm. have a second tea, come back to bed, then go to the toilet and turn the light out.
And so you and Adrian watch separate things in bed?
Adrian's usually either playing the Nintendo Switch that he bought for me that I've never used since and he's now playing Zelda, mm-hmm. or he might sometimes watch something on his iPad. So he's been watching The Boys and I will watch something on my laptop, or like last night he watched something on his iPad and I read a book. So yeah, we kind of mix it up. We don't often watch the same thing because I have too short an attention span and I prefer to watch documentaries and TV series and he prefers to watch movies.
Oh yeah, I'd rather die than watch a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my get on ready with me.
Thanks. I really enjoyed that actually.
Yeah, you're welcome. I also wear oftentimes an oversized t-shirt and underwear to bed and that's about it.
Yeah, can you sleep in pants?
Oh no. The only time I would sleep in pants is...
Never.
It's rare. If I fake tan, sometimes I put pants on to not get it on my sheets. Yeah.
Nah, I would end up taking them off. Ooh.
Yeah. Nah, I don't like pants in bed. What's the point? I've got sheets for that.
I know. There's sickos like Jackie Alexander who can wear like a full flannelette pajama set and sleep in flannelette sheets and like wear socks to bed.
The thing that I find with pants, and I could be the only person who has this issue, but don't you find that they ride up and then you end up giving yourself like a weird like front and back wedgie in the middle of the night and you have to like peel the seam of your pants out of your vag and yeah. It's just the worst.
No, I do know exactly what you're talking about. Sometimes I get that actually, particularly with like PJ shorts.
Yes.
And they're like literally up above your hips and like inserted into your labia and you're like, oh, I'm gonna surgically remove that. I do feel that it's not okay. And I'm just a hot sleeper. Like I'll get into bed, I'll be all cold and like I need weight on me, but I'm too hot. So we sleep with like a sheet, a really thin doona, and then like a really thin quilt, and then I have a blanket. And I know that sounds insane, but I would prefer layers that I can throw on and off as and when I get hot than like I could never sleep with just like a sheet and then one doona to like suit all seasons. That's wild.
I'm exactly the same. And also I will never, ever, 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 ever sleep without anything on top of me because
vampires will get you.
So exposed to the elements.
Oh my God. Literally every murderer and every vampire and every spider and slug would come out and whack statue and like get you. I can't.
Also, can you imagine how many of those scary animals would see, you know, my boob hanging out or my pajama shorts that I've decided to wear one night that have inserted themselves into my labia?
No. Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I need...
How embarrassing.
So embarrassing. I need sheet and some sort of light quilt or doona at the minimum. Even a sheet is not really enough for me unless I'm really hot.
Yeah, sheet just... Adrian always laughs at me. The sheet stresses me out in summer because it's definitely not enough weight for me. So I'll make him put an aircon on and then we'll argue about the fact that we're wasting energy in the middle of the night when I could just sleep with a sheet. But no, it's all about comfort.
Oh my God, it's absolutely all about making the room icy cold and then sleeping with four blankets on.
Yeah, I don't care if you wake up with a blood nose, Adrian, you pussy.
Do you have a fan in your room? Because I do love, we sleep with a fan on most of the time just because I like that airflow without getting the chill. I hate the chill.
We did have a fan on our roof, but we removed it when we got the aircon and I never used the fan anyway because it used to tick and rock because it was old. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we very much enjoy our fan. I feel like we sleep with it on like all year round pretty much.
The thing that I found most annoying about our fan, which is the main reason that I didn't like it, is because it wasn't rhythmic. So I don't mind a rhythmic tick.
You're rhythmic, aren't you? No, I absolutely.
What else has been rhythmic?
You said my routine's very rhythmic.
Ah, yes. Well, anyway, nothing is more frustrating than hearing a tick and you're like, tick, 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 and it's like tick, tick, and you're like, no.
Yeah, no, it's like dog barking. I can absolutely handle a dog bark if it just goes like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, same.
Just the pattern. You're like, nope, I can't handle that.
Same.
Okay, good. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, that was it. That was our get on ready with us. I hope you guys are ready for bed. Good night.
Good night. See you in the morning.
See you in the morning. Mwah, sweetheart. Pat on the back and off we go. Your father and I are going to go watch TV.
What does your person says? Have a smiling mind.
Oh, go on your way with a smile on your mind, everybody.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.